Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
I couldn't get the buttons going. The crowd goes wild because they're listening to the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I am your host, Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, and of course, the amazing Ross Allen Skorzewski, engineering his show as Ross. Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incredibly boring program. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at ask@markunger.com. This is how the show works. You can send an email about anything, remain totally anonymous, and then we in turn are brutally honest. That is how the show is done. This is how the game is played, okay? Safety of anonymity, brutal honesty, while every show in the world is overwhelmingly concerned about how you feel. This show doesn't care. It doesn't care about your feelings. It's an anti-feeling show. It's a show where we can just talk about the truth without concern on people's feelings. Now, again, if you are very sensitive with uber boo boo booby boo 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 boos. Watch my words there.
Careful there.
Uber boo boos emotionally all over you. Don't email us. Just if you think you can handle it, send it to us. And really, most people have no problem with this. It's the people who listen to the show that freak out. But anyway, so there you have it. What do I want to do today?
Reviews.
The reviews.
So, you can go to iTunes and stuff like that, and anybody can write a review about stuff most of the time. You know, I don't know why people think anyone cares what they think, but they, I don't know why anyone cares what I think, but they write these reviews and stuff. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, someone will write something that's absolutely brilliant. And we came across this review on the Mark Unger Show. And so Ross, here's the review. Diane sent this to me. It says, walking the line between crazy and genius. Yeah, there are those swings around here, aren't there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark Unger and his two co-hosts take emails and news articles and then provide unfiltered advice on marriage, dating, and life in general. And I really do mean unfiltered. It isn't a weepy, tear-filled relationship show, nor is it a misogynistic "make me a sandwich" rant. The next line is the best line.
They reserve those rants for me during the break.
Yes, this is true.
Make me a sandwich, woman. But this is the best line. The next line says, "It's a madman with a microphone." And even when I disagree with him, I understand his point. Whether or not you're a Christian, you will laugh your bleep off. Which is, it was hilarious. I read
That's
this.
That's awesome.
This is brilliant. Yes. This is the best. You know what? We need, I suppose it's public.
It's public domain.
Domain, so we can take it. And I want to put this on my website.
It's the best, description of this show.
Of the show.
Indeed.
Walking the line between crazy and genius. Mm-hmm. It's a madman with a microphone.
I like that.
It's true.
I like that.
Totally awesome.
Well written.
All right. Okay, then. So I asked Diane, well, what do most of the, because I was on my phone for some reason, I couldn't see him. I said, well, what are the other, because I never look, you know.
Yeah, I checked periodically.
I try not to look because I, you know.
It can be real demoralizing.
Well, yeah. Well, why do that to yourself?
That's why I'm the checker.
I know people who do this. They sit there and they want to figure out what everybody says about them. And golly, you want to sit with a bottle of Jack Daniels in a corner and
walk away with a complex.
You know, jump off a bridge and kill yourself or something. So I just try to avoid. I'm pretty much wired where I don't really care what people think.
But yet you don't need to.
Which, I mean, everybody wants to be liked. But really, at some level, I just have this big part of I don't care mm-hmm. in me. I don't know why that is. It's true in the church that I pastor,
right? It's a good thing.
And it has always worked for me. You know, I know people, close friends, that if one person in their church says something negative, they come unglued.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They are emotional.
Well, they must be unglued all the time because there's always somebody in the church who has something negative to say.
Oh, wouldn't
say.
You think? You know?
Always.
That's why I have this, I don't care. There's no way you can watch my DVDs or listen to this show or listen to my sermons and walk away with a sense that, boy, this guy really cares what everybody thinks. I would never be doing what I'm doing.
Right.
Because when I did this, and I started doing this, everybody told me you can't do that.
Right.
When you look at my Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage DVD, which is what I'm famous for, am I talking about the brains, women's brains, mm-hmm. men's brains? All the past, you can't say that. You can't talk about that. That's inappropriate. You know? So what did I do? I went ahead and did it anyway. Why? Because I don't care. I don't, you know, I just assume if people don't like, they won't listen.
Right.
You know, say, well, what if churches don't like what you say? I guess they just won't ask me back. I mean, and there's a few.
Right.
But it really is a few. I mean, overwhelmingly, people want
you.
Us to come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works really. So all my life, it's been, you can't do that, you can't do that. Well, apparently you can. So I've just never been wired for that. So I generally don't watch this stuff anymore because I don't need. That's why I tell people, if you email me negative comments, I don't read them.
Right.
As soon as and you can tell by the second sentence.
Yes.
If they're going there, I just hit delete. I do not do it. I filter myself. I protect my own brain from that nonsense. Now, people say, well, how do you learn anything? Well, there's people that I'm close to. I do listen to them.
Yeah.
But unsolicited advice from people I don't know. There's a lot of people who sit there and they write these long emails and I'm going to give him my theological view on it. You know, you really think I listen to that? First of all, who are you? You don't know me. You don't know jack about me.
Yeah.
You may not like my opinion about something. So what? But somebody that's so full of their own opinions, they feel obligated to share it with, you know. Of course, yeah, I just described me, but I have a show they don't. So anyway, so I asked her, are most of the comments positive? Just out of curiosity, she says, yeah, well, they're all positive. She said, except for one. I said, okay, tell me about that one. So I just, you know, every once in a while you open yourself up, you want to hear about it. And even that, I thought, was overwhelmingly positive.
Really?
Well, I thought so.
I think the intent was very negative. He was trying to be very negative.
Trying to be very negative, but I thought it was quite brilliant.
You?
No, yeah. I just thought he was really accurate. I mean, he described the show in its absolute pure essence of where we've been and how we got to where we are.
Yeah.
And I think he was doing it from a negative point of view, and I thought, he's dead on right, you know? So, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
No.
I mean, if someone is honest and they can really say, so you really think such and such and such and such. I go, yeah. Well, I think that's terrible. I go, okay. You know, but I mean, it didn't bother me. But I mean, what gets you is when people inflame things and they make up things that aren't true or you're this or you're that. Well, this guy didn't do that. I mean, he was pretty brilliant. So anyway, let's take our first break. And when we come back, let's read the apparently critical, the only critical one we found so far, which is the show gets bigger and bigger, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be more. I can't wait till the Mark Gunger's The Antichrist website's popping up all over the place.
Because
people are crazy. As soon as you get a bigger presence and people disagree with you, then the wall. I don't get a lot of negative stuff, but that's just because I assume nobody knows who I am. You know, I'm at some point, you got to have thick skin. Because once everybody knows who you are, then that's when all the crazy people come out and start chewing off your ears. So anyway, let's take our break, and then we'll come back, and we'll take a look at this other review right after this.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
The Mark Gunger Show is being brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles of all types, literature, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals. Periodicals. I mean, so
magazines.
People are reading magazines?
Mm-hmm.
Really? They sit and read the whole magazine? Well, that'd be kind of a gig, wouldn't it?
Well, you just heard Newsweek is losing their print, right? They're going to straight online.
Newsweek has lost their mind a long time ago. But they're now it's only Audible?
Yes. Online.
It's online.
No more print edition. So a lot of
But you can buy these online.
Magazines.
You just
Yes.
Well, and that's really fascinating. So you can find all this stuff at audible.com.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of people don't have time to get all the stuff they ought to get, you know, in terms of reading books about business,
right.
A career, insights, this, that, and the other. There's a lot of Christian titles, faith titles, right, in
yes.
here as well. There's also some crazy stuff, but you're big boys and girls. You can figure it out. Consider the list of books you've been meaning to read, Ross.
I'm trying.
But haven't gotten around to it, you slacker. Now you have audiobooks. Audio.
Audio. Do they have pictures?
Audible.com, huh?
I only want audiobooks with pictures.
With pictures. Doesn't work that way, you dork. All right. Audible has them all the audiobooks. And it's great because a lot of us spend incredible amounts of time in our books, in our cars, driving mm-hmm. from here to there and stuff like that. It's a great chance to learn more, to get more information in there. Okay? Actually, most people who listen to the show, you know, we're on TV and stuff like that, but still most people
yes.
listen to us.
Yeah.
Even if it's the radio station, yep. are listening to us on downloadable
yes.
iPods and stuff like that in their cars. So check it out. You can do it onto your phone, your MP3 player, whatever. Audible makes it easy to listen on your commute and wherever you choose to go, whenever you choose to go. So the Mark Gunger Show is being sponsored by that. Now listen, for Mark Gunger Show listeners, because we are so powerful, we are so influential, we are so mighty, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. So check it out. Go on to audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, but not, you know, psycho slash. It's the slash, you know, thing. And Gunger, G-U-N-G-O-R. So audiblepodcast.com/Gunger, Gunger. And as the listeners of the show, you go to that site, you can get a free book, whatever you want. Boom. Instantaneously download. There's some great stuff. You can go check it out. So go online right now. Stop what you're doing. Stop it. And go to the website. I think we're done. Okay, we got to get back to the show.
Hey, have you heard? Got the news for you. Hey, have you heard? Got the news for you. Hey, have you heard? The storm rolled away and everything's all right.
Hey, hey. Yeah, you're listening to the Reverend Jimmy Bratcher on the Mark Gunger Show. Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. We're going over some reviews on the show. And I just read this first one I thought was brilliant, that the Mark Gunger Show is about a guy walking the line between crazy and genius.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a madman with a microphone. But it's very nice. Even when I disagree with him, I understand his
yes.
point. And he says it's funny.
I like
yes.
that.
Which is the point, you know. Everybody doesn't have to agree with me.
Nope.
Nobody agrees with everybody.
We don't all agree with
we
you
don't
all
agree with Mark.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. People, well, I don't agree with you. I said, well, get in line.
Mm-hmm.
Who has everybody agrees with them about everything? My wife doesn't agree with them about it. You guys don't agree
no.
about everything. You know, it's just like people freak out. It's like if, well, I don't agree. And then they have this big fit. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
This show isn't about trying to get everybody to agree with everything I say. This show's about what I think. It's just that simple. And people listen because they're curious of what I think. Some of them find it enlightening. Some of them find it encouraging. Some people find it infuriating and maddening. A lot of people just find it funny and entertaining. Okay, fine. If nobody wants to listen, I don't care.
Sure.
I'll sit and give my opinion to people closest to me. It doesn't really matter.
And
so anyway.
We don't care or agree.
Nobody cares. So anyway. But someone had what they considered yes. the most critical review of the show. So read this one.
Okay, it's titled Good Content Obscured by Lazy Abusive Host. And it's submitted by someone. Yes, submitted by someone called.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, say that again.
You got a second in the title alone.
Good Content Obscured by Lazy Abusive Host. Right?
You can't just move because this is the
an
first
insult.
Time I'm hearing
they're
this.
Speaking the truth.
As soon as you read that, I went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
me.
That is
that's me. See, they're trying to insult you.
I am a lazy, abusive host. Lazy from a many.
Many.
Okay. I want people to grasp this a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to stop and
burrito.
Dissect every sentence.
Well, maybe this whole show's about
okay, it might
explaining
be.
The show to people because it's fairly new to people. And
yes.
some people are still
go
in
ahead.
A state of shock even listening to the show because it's not the typical Christian show where everybody just holds hands and sings kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of shows. They're extremely thoughtful, and they'll take these emails, and they'll get them ahead of time,
right.
and they rehearse them, and they work through the answers, and la, 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 and really structure. This show is not, I mean, there's only one person who does that. That's Mickey
me.
Fu here, okay?
Yep.
She takes them, she works it through, she emails people, are you sure you want Mark to talk about it? Ask questions,
mm-hmm.
what about this? Because everything she can think that I would think of
mm-hmm.
asking, she'll ask. But this show is absolutely off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
There is no preparation time.
And I've asked, do you want to see
them?
No,
I don't want to just be
on the fly.
It would take away from half of the fun of the show if we were so pre-prepared.
Well, that's what people think. People think, well, he does that intentionally to be spontaneous. No.
No.
I'm lazy.
He's lazy.
I don't
he doesn't want to sit with me and go over all of the shows
and do all this stuff. I just, you know.
That'd be several more hours of work for him.
I just walk in, read the email. Okay? So this person is going off because, you know, he rants and he's lazy. And I'm thinking, well, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So he already has my respect right there. You know, someone who understands. All right.
Okay, it's submitted by a man, I'm assuming, I don't know, called Finally Done Mark.
So the guy's sick of me.
He's done. He's done watching
Finally Done.
It's called Finally Done.
Well, I thought maybe it was my wife sending it in.
Finally Done With You.
I was thinking like, Well Done Mark.
No.
Finally done
with you.
It's like apparently people only can stand so much of this.
I can't imagine.
This once again is true.
I can't imagine getting to the saturation point with Mark.
But in all fairness, this guy has listened for years. Yeah. And for those of you listening to the show, you have to understand, this show was born on the internet, okay, where there are no rules and anything goes. And in all fairness, he was listening at times where, in his infancy, we're experimenting with the show. At times, I was meaner than a hornet, you know. You think a mean nun should hear the old shows. So we're actually trying to peel it back
trying to be nicer, more nice.
And, you know, but part of it was, see, now you're on broadcast, so it's different now.
Yep.
We are coming into people's homes. They invite us only in the sense that they tune the show on, but in a way it's a little invasive. So I'm trying to be a little bit more careful about it. On the internet, there's no such thing. You got to find us. You got to chase me down. You want to know it. So I figure, you're on the internet listening to this show, you're coming into my house.
Yes.
All right? And I can say whatever I want to say, something like that. Okay.
Right.
So, in all fairness, he has listened for years, but at some point he got tired of it. So, anyway.
Yes. He says, Mark Gunger is an entertaining speaker with a great message for couples, whether married or unmarried.
Okay.
However, over the past few years of listening, it's become more and more clear that he's far more interested in hearing the sound of his own voice than actually helping people.
Now,
this is true.
This is true.
100% true.
So she's reading this to me. I don't think I mean it as an insult, but I'm listening.
He does mean it as an insult.
Yes, he does.
Does he mean it as an insult?
I think so.
I think so.
Well, I think I wish I could contact the guy because
I think so.
Except he's done. But I would, you know, I'd
if say, you're
dude,
by chance
just,
listening,
if you're
send us
listening,
an email.
I just want you to know. You're dead on.
Yeah.
I do like the sound
although
of my
you
own
do
voice.
Like
he's the only guy that I know will sit and watch his own Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage video or these shows and laugh.
Yeah.
The only guy I know.
So I'm a little narcissistic.
A little.
I do like listening to this out of my own voice. I think the show's hilarious. I enjoy doing this. It's just fun.
I enjoy me.
I love me. I'm fabulous. What's not to love?
Yes.
So now he says he enjoys that more than helping people. That might be true to someone. I don't know.
You do enjoy listening to yourself, but you do also enjoy helping people.
I do help people, but it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's not a close second, but it's there.
It's not that he doesn't care at all about you.
Yeah, it's not
people.
That I don't care at all. I just enjoy doing this. Okay,
okay. Helping people just happens to be the collateral damage that happens.
Or ticking them off. Whatever.
Right.
Look.
Right.
It's
this is awesome.
Isn't it?
People think, you know, people often say, well, when did God speak to you about speaking of marriages? And I go, he didn't. And they look at me with a stun and shock. God didn't speak. Generally, I don't hear voices anyway, which is
except his own.
Except my own voice, which is frightening in and of itself. But, you know, it's just, they say, well, why do you do this? And I said, I don't know. People kept asking me to do it. And they look at me and they're just stunned.
Because they think there's some big calling and that God really laid this call for your plan and purpose. And
you know, because here's the thing. Being a self-opinionated narcissist, I assume everybody likes everything I say. I have an opinion about everything.
You do.
I do. But the thing is, in my church, I can preach about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, the world doesn't care.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thankfully, my church cares. But most of the people in the world, they don't care what I think about end times prophecy. And they don't care what I think about the book of James. They don't care what I think about, you know, Calvinism versus Arminianism. No, they don't care about that. But when I talk about marriage, for some reason, the whole world goes, really, really, really? And they want to know what I think.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I do this? Because it just people respond to it.
Right.
And they pay me to do it. So I don't know. Okay, so we're not getting very far. We take our next break. We'll come back. We'll continue with this brilliant analysis of why I'm such a psycho right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
Those other brothers, they just sat there watching. Peter got out on the water, started walking. The wind was blowing, Peter was walking. So why you think they just sat there? Come on, get out the boat. Oh, get out the boat.
Jimmy Bratcher. Check out his music at jimmybratcher.com. You're listening to The Mark Gunger Show along with Diane Brierley and Ross Allen Skorzewski, discussing love, marriage, and relationships, usually answering people's emails. We haven't got to any of that, and we may not yet today, but kind of just responding to some of the, what do you call them?
Reviews
on the show. This show to the broadcast world is very, very new, just a couple of months, and our premise has always been not if we get canceled, but when. Mm-hmm. Because the show is so anti-traditional Christian shows. Hopefully it survives. I don't know. I mean, I enjoy doing it. So anyway, but this we read this real positive thing about the show. And then we're reading what supposedly is a negative write-up review on the show. But actually, we're taking it very positively because I think the person is... If you can be honest in your negativity...
Right.
I'll still embrace
it. They're
not
making anything up or saying anything that's not true.
Yeah, so number one, they said, you know, the guy's kind of lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, correct.
Good content, but you're lazy and abusive.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. We don't prepare. I don't prepare for it. She does. So everything's just off the cuff to me, not because I want to be spontaneous, just because I'm lazy. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. So I know I didn't take that as an offense. he says the guy seems to be more interested in hearing the sound of his own voice. True again. So, you know, this is kind of just a show of fun. I just enjoy doing the show. All right, so what else?
He continues by saying he stopped taking calls early on, probably because it forced him to listen and come up with helpful advice without insulting the caller.
Yes, that is dead on true. See, you got to handle this guy. He's listened for years. And those, again, this is new to the broadcast world, but we've been doing the show for years on the internet. And it was, you think we're brutal now. You should have heard it back in the day. But again, whereas now I'm coming into your home, I figured on the internet people are coming into my home.
Yes.
And I can say whatever, you know, if you don't like it, don't come. You know, mm-hmm. there was no intention of, gee, I'm going to convince everybody of anything.
Nope.
I was just sharing what I thought. And the show kept growing, and now stations started calling, and they wanted, and it's amazing. People, stations would call, still now, because it's still fairly new, and say, we want to carry your show. And I go, really? They say, yeah. I said, have you listened to the show? I do that to everybody.
Yeah, because you got to make sure.
Because I think they just think my Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar, which is very funny and very non-threatening. Everybody loves that thing, you know. Non-Christians love it. Muslims love it. I mean, I've never found anybody. There's some people who...
A rare few
who think I'm just juvenile in my approach, which, again, is true. you know, most people love it. So anyway, then they come to this show, and they're a little bit taken back because, whoa... He's not nearly as nice
as
I thought.
This isn't like the seminar.
But this isn't the seminar. The seminar is just, I'm telling you, broad, basic, general information about love and marriage. Everybody enjoys that.
Yeah.
Now we're getting real specific, and I'm telling what I think. And it's like, ow, he's kind of tough. Yeah, I am, but I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, I come mean naturally. So anyway, in the beginning, we did take calls.
Yes, we did.
In fact, I had a station recently in California. I said, well, why don't you take live calls? I said, no, man, I don't want. He said, why not? I said, because I don't want to be nice. You know, and he just kind of laughs. Because when someone, you're talking, that's why I always tell people on the show, no one would be this me too in reality.
Right.
I want the anonymity because I want to respond to thoughts. I want to respond to thinking. I want to respond to attitudes. I don't really, this is not a personal ministry show. First of all.
Go ahead.
If you really need personal ministry and you're emailing some stranger on a show, there's something wrong with you. Who gets personal ministry from somebody's strangers? I mean, it's a little premise. It's crazy anyway. If you are struggling with things and want to know what Mark Gunger thinks that you can add into and you can take a view at and then maybe go get some counseling and, you know, agree with or disagree with, then fine. That's what this show is about. So I didn't want to actually personally counsel people. This show is not personal counseling. This show is, what does Mark think about my situation? Here's my situation. What do you think? And I said, well, I think you're crazy. I think you're out of your ever-loving mind. Or I think you're brilliant. I think it's great. Go for it. I give people my advice, my opinions. Hopefully they use a little bit of brain power. And just put that as just another piece of input in helping to get things straight. Anyway, we'll continue more with the explanation of who we are right after this.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
All around the world, I'd rather be a fly. I know my baby stick with her till I die. With toothpick in my hand, I dig a 10-foot ditch. Run through the jungle, fighting lions with a switch. Cause you know I love you, baby.
I love you, baby. Yeah. This is the Mark Gunger Show. We are back. Mark Gunger, along with Diane Brierley, Ross Allen Skorzewski, the odd one. Actually, he's more normal than I am. Talking about our show and responding to some reviews about the show. We're having fun doing it. So this one guy, he's trying to be critical, but actually he's very, I've agreed with everything he said so far.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And so do we.
And so does everybody else. That's why it's so funny. Isn't it funny?
It's funny because it's all true.
I really wanted to know, like, his intent. If he was,
I think so.
Maybe not, because he's so dead on.
I'm laughing at this.
Unless people really think I would be insulted by this.
I think they do.
Well, they clearly don't get me. No. Okay, so anyway, okay. If you've missed this, you got to go back online and listen to the whole show or download the whole podcast. But anyway, either on video or audio.
By the way, that's where these reviews come from. They're on iTunes.
These are the iTunes reviews.
Underneath either the audio podcast or the video podcast. So if you want to read them or write some for us,
Well, the bigger the audience was get, the nastier something's going to get, I'm sure. But so far, it's been great. All right, so what else does he say?
Okay, he says, the show slowly became 30 minutes of rambling about football, then theoretically answering questions via email.
We did.
Yep.
We did. Now, we don't do much of that anymore because of the broadcast element. Again, the show was, you're walking into my house.
Yeah.
What does Mark think?
Yeah.
Well, we start the show and, hey, how about them Packers? And how about we just have fun with it, you know, and just goofing around and just, and people like listen to the show. Mm-hmm. Why this guy kept listening, I don't know, because he listened for years before he finally couldn't take it anymore. Okay.
However, half the time he's too lazy to actually listen to the question or answer, instead preferring to interrupt, I can't imagine, and launch into an abusive rant that may or may not have anything to do with the actual circumstances of the person foolish enough to send in the question.
True or false?
True.
It's dead on true.
True.
Man, I wish everybody was critical of my life would be this true. My life would be great. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I don't really listen half the time.
No.
But we admit that on the show, right? Half the time you're not listening.
He doesn't listen. He interrupts, and he gives an answer that has nothing to do with the email.
He is abusive. We're at the receiving end of this abuse.
This is a shocker and a surprise to whom?
But again, it's abusive towards what I perceive as bad worldview thinking.
Yes.
None of this is personal. That's why we don't want to take phone calls. I don't really want to talk to these people. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have to be nice, and if you listen to someone, you got to really try and help them. See, that's what these people think. They think this show is about me counseling people. Yeah. First of all, people, it's absurd.
You can't do it.
People are crazy.
Well, the other thing about calls, and when we tried it at the beginning, people just ramble, and they can't get to the
point. They can't get to the point.
And you just can't sit and listen to a half an hour
John Rambo?
I mean, this is what I do on emails now.
Oh, even on the emails,
it's
they ramble.
It's very hard to get the questions answered and to the point.
You know, my name's Bob, and I'm from Mississippi, and I used to have a cat named Ralph and a dog named Susie, and I spent 3 hours telling you that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And after that, I said, well, what's your problem? Oh, I just murdered my wife and buried her in the backyard. Should I call the police? I mean, now you're telling me this after all. It's like, who would listen to this show?
Yeah, no,
it's
we
like,
can't
oh,
do
good
that.
Lord,
so part of it is that you don't want to, but part of it is it's just logistically not possible.
This is not about counseling. You can't get real counseling on a show like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope so, people have enough. Okay, so.
You do interrupt.
I do interrupt.
You do launch into tirades against the thinking.
And oftentimes answer emails. I give an answer that had nothing to do with email. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll give an answer and then you give me the rest of the email and say, oh, well, I guess that was bad advice.
Yeah, because you didn't. Oh, wait. Listen, and you interrupted before we could get to the whole thing.
Well, I'm doing better on that. Yes. I'm trying to listen to the whole email now.
And I keep trying to say, just wait, let me finish.
I know. So again, no offense taken here. Yeah. I think the guy's right, okay?
Yeah. But he says people are foolish to send in their questions.
They
we
are.
Often
do
hear,
I,
well, yes. But
do
we often
I not
hear back.
say why would people email me?
Right.
People got to be crazy. Why do and we get more emails than we can keep up with.
Yeah.
Yes.
As insane as this show is,
yeah.
And as people, well, you're so offensive.
We get a
well,
lot
Well, then
of
why
emails.
Is the whole world sending me emails if it's so terrible? They want to know what I think. And I often say people must be crazy to send me this stuff. But they do.
But they write back thanking you the vast majority of the time.
Which stuns me. Am
for,
I not always stunned?
If you swirly them, if you yell at them, they thank you for being honest and for giving them the swirly that they needed to snap them out of their thinking. We hear it frequently.
All the time. It's amazing. And I always think when I get done with the show, I think, oh my gosh. These people will hate me.
Yeah. And they don't.
They will never have anything to do with me. My audience will keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And the opposite is happening.
Yes.
So, again, there is this group of really peace-oriented people who can't stand anybody getting upset. We got to be so concerned about people's feelings, and which is most of right. Christian broadcasting.
Right.
So a show like mine comes along, and it's completely the opposite. Borderline abusive to people.
Yes.
Some say
yes.
I am a besides. I think it's more borderline, okay? Because mm-hmm. You can't really be. If you don't know them, how can you really abuse them? I'm just attacking their
right.
thinking. You know, I'm dating a man, and I went over to his house, and everybody was naked because they're all nudists. Well, I go off on the lady. Are you ever loving mine? You don't go to favor who's naked. You leave. Or the grandma who's bringing different men into her house and having sex with these men, and she's concerned about the spiritual life of her grandchildren. I say, you're a slutty grandma, for heaven's sakes. You're not going to have any spiritual... Now, some people, well, that's a terrible thing to say. You yelled at the slutty grandma. Oh, people were just...
And guess what? She did not get upset by that.
The slutty grandma appreciated the thing. I hope she repented and quit being a slutty grandma, for heaven's sakes. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you just react to stuff. You don't know the people. That's the premise of the show. Okay, what else?
Okay, he continues. He apparently took so much well-deserved flack via email that instead of actually getting his act together, he just started adding a long disclaimer to the beginning of the show to absolve himself of any actual responsibility to attempt to help you or even be remotely civil if you do write and ask a question.
Again, true. It's true. That's exactly. When you listen to the beginning of the show, I always give a disclaimer. This show is brutal. Mm-hmm. It's intended to be brutal. It doesn't care about your feelings.
Yep.
Don't email if you're sensitive. Blah, blah, blah. We tell them over and over and over again. So he said rather than change, he got enough flack.
Yeah.
The truth is we didn't get a lot of flack.
No, we didn't.
We're just not completely stupid.
Right.
We just assume that people
it.
Would be getting really upset listening to the show because we're so abrupt. So I thought, well, in order to protect our, you know, people
you're
trying to warn them.
Yourself.
So nobody was yelling, really. Very rarely have we gotten comments from people.
Right.
But again, he's dead on right.
Yep.
Rather than change, you know, he thought he'd just inoculate. Yeah, that's exactly what we do because we want to do the show this way. And the real question is, will people keep listening to the show? We don't know that. Will Christian broadcasters actually listen to the show? You know, we've got TBN Africa's doing this. We've got stations around the country. Sky Angels doing the show. You know, as of the recording of this show, it might all be canceled before this show actually airs.
Yeah, this one might not actually ever make the air.
So we don't know. And honestly, if it all got canceled, what would we do? Probably just keep doing it on the internet. I mean, it's not like... This is just a side thing that I do in all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a church of 3,000 people that I pastor. I travel all over the world doing marriage conferences. I've got 5 little gorgeous grandchildren. I have a life.
Yes.
If one of these things at any time stops,
that's
the good thing, you know how they talk about investing, you know, have a diverse portfolio?
Yes.
In case one thing crashes, you got something else? That's kind of my life.
Mm-hmm.
If my church gets sick of me, okay, I'll just keep doing the marriage stuff. If people don't want to come to my marriage conferences, I go, okay, I'll just focus on the church. If nobody wants me, I'll just sit and play with my grandchildren. I mean, I am diversified. Hallelujah. and which is nice because a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
I remember being parts of my life, you were stuck in a job you couldn't escape.
Yeah.
Poor Ross has a job like that. Because what are you going to do? You're kind of stuck with these people. And I can thank God I don't have that in my life. I got enough going. Whatever. So if people love the show, hopefully they're enjoying it and they're finding it helpful. Most people say that they do. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back. And is there more to this?
Yes, there's a little bit more.
Okay, a little more. Okay. We'll keep on with the apologetic of the Mark Gunger Show right after this.
Do you want Mark to come to your city? Visit laughyourway.com.
Take it back. Take it back.
We are back. Mark Gunger, along with Diane Brierley and Ross Allen Skorzewski, the Magnificent, talking about love, marriage, and relationships on this show. But the whole show today has been about, it's kind of just an explanation of who we are, responding to some reviews about
it.
The reviews are overwhelmingly positive. And then this one person wrote, the only one negative review we could find, but we've agreed with everything he said so far, which in the recap is he's lazy.
Yep.
He doesn't want to actually do phone calls and talk to people. Yeah. True. What
he
else
likes hearing the sound of his own voice.
Likes hearing the sound of his own voice. True.
He's abusive.
Well,
he doesn't answer the questions and launches into abusive rants and interrupts.
True. True. Okay. Anything else? Did we hit him also?
He added the disclaimer rather than changing.
Yes,
he
true.
Did. True.
True. The trick disclaimer that the show is mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, he continues, the show is about to make its second attempt at TV, and he seems to have cut back on the rambling
that's
intro.
That's the only thing that he's wrong about.
This second
the first
attempt?
We never had a previous attempt. Did we have a previous
Unless he's
the,
thinking
he's talking
that,
about LMST,
LMST.
I think. The Love, Marriage, and
Love, yeah, well, that's,
first
that's
T, but that's not this version.
Yeah, this
version.
Is my,
yes.
And that would be my second or third attempt at TV or whatever. Yeah, we've never really hit anything.
Yeah.
This show seems to be the best format
as
opposed to being a
You've never
David
tried
Letterman.
This format
yeah, this kind of format where we just answer people's emails and a little bit we did. Anyway, so okay, so we're going back on TV and what was it?
We cut back on the rambling intro, the talking about football.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, because again, we have changed there because we're coming into people's homes now. Where it's more, we're intruding your airspace, if you will. So being more thoughtful about that as opposed to gee, let's go on the internet and see what Mark Gunger's thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
However, he's still just as abusive, and after one particularly cringe-inducing tirade, I decided I didn't need to be party to it anymore. So apparently that was the day he decided to turn it off.
All right. All right. Sounds about right. It's true. So everything the guy said I thought was dead on. He has listened for years, and apparently I went on some tirade and you couldn't take it anymore and quit listening. So, you know, it is what it is.
He did say that he's been a supporter of the ministry for a while, bought your stuff, seen your seminar, recommended it to people. He says if you want to hear his great teaching on marriage, buy his book or go to a seminar. That, Mark, is the one you'll enjoy spending time with. Not this, catch this, Ross, this is the last sentence. Not this petty tyrant that cowardly lashes out at people that can't respond or defend themselves.
now there,
that's,
so he got mean at the very
end. That's mean.
Okay.
That's kind of mean.
This is not a petty lashing out people who can't defend themselves. The premise of the program is you cannot defend yourself. The premise, I mean, I don't know how else to make it clearer to people.
Right.
Here is a show. You can email me about anything, and I'll just go off on you. And we don't care about it. We're just totally no sensitivity to how you feel. We'll just respond, and I'll let you know what I think about the issues of your life. And here's the other thing. All these emails are baloney at some point. Okay, you don't ever really hear the whole story. A lot of people say, well, you said such, but you don't really understand my situation. Yes, of course we
don't
understand. It's an email. How can you tell us your whole situation? We don't know all the shades of gray, which I hate to use that phrase anymore.
You can't.
We don't know about this, that, and the other in your life. It's one email. Mark, I have this situation. Here's the best situation. What do you think? Well, this is what I think. And we praise people who we think are thinking great. And then we go off on people who are crazy people. Or people who claim to be Christians who are immoral.
Yep.
You know, like we look at porn, we masturbate and everything else. Are you Christians? Oh, yeah, we're the worship leaders in our church. Well, I'm going to go off on you. I think you're out of your
deservedly
heaven loving mind.
Deservedly so, if you ask me.
So, you know, it is what it is. All you got to do is listen to the show. How do you not listen to the show and realize the kind of response you're going to get? I mean, I don't know. So there, you know, this is not about finding a venue to just cowardly smack people who cannot respond. That's not the premise of the show.
No, it's not.
The premise of the why the show even was created was because people kept sending me emails like crazy before I even did the show.
Yep.
Well, let's do a show. This is actually the emails here. So that's all it is.
Yeah.
If you'd like to know what I think about something, I will tell you what I think. That's all it is. So anyway, I still like the first one the best.
That's that.
The Mark Gunger Show is about walking the line between crazy and genius. He's a madman with a microphone. And I love that. It's hilarious.
That's true.
I got something else I wanted to talk about that we can do because we don't want to get any emails today. We don't have time. Oh, the movie Hope Springs. Did you see that? I finally saw this movie.
I've seen the trailers. Haven't seen the movie.
Okay. Finally seen this movie. It's with
Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay. And it's about a couple who their marriage is awful, a completely passionless marriage.
Married a long time, right? Quite some time?
31 years.
Okay.
Which that in and of itself irritated me.
Is that not a long time?
I'm going to our 40th wedding anniversary. These guys were celebrating their 31st, and they're geezers. He's 65. Yeah. How old were these people when they got married? Yeah. Good Lord. But that's going in America today. Everybody's waiting. It's a bill. Oh, you make it a 30th. And they just look awful.
Yeah. Well, they're in their 60s, right?
Aren't they? He's 65. I don't know how old she is. Yeah. Google that. How old is Meryl Streep?
So you figure if they're 30, they were 30-something when they got married.
I know. What the heck?
Yep.
People wasting 10 years of their lives doing nothing. Anyway, so
63.
And I got to tell you, not that I'm a prize pig by any sense, but they look awful. He looks like this wrinkly old. Yeah. I thought for sure he was mid 70s or something. Man, Tommy
really?
Lee Jones. Have you seen Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, he's not looking good.
He looks like somebody's beat the snot out of him and whipped him hard and rode him hard and put him away in the barn without drying him off. You know, it's like, good Lord. So you got these two. Well, okay, so they're trying to reconnect. The counselor is Steve Carroll, which plays it straight the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not being funny, which is funny.
Yeah, because he's usually
straight,
in a funny role.
You know, and he's the counselor, and he's talking to them and trying to get them to reconnect physically and stuff like that. And, you know, and of course, I told my wife, I said, man, it might be a long time before I can even have sex again. I mean, I got to get those visions out of my head. Oh, these old wrinkly people.
Oh, no.
Hanging on to you and trying to kiss you.
It was gross.
They cut away to him, you know, taking his hand up her leg and so I'm thinking, ew!
Show that much?
Huh?
They showed that much.
But that's all. I mean, no graphic anything, but it's like, you know, how stupid can you know? But just enough of this, that. She's unbuttoning his pants. Of course, you can't do it right. I was like, oh.
Just bad imagery for you.
Dude, geriatric sex might be in your very near future.
But I don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it. I may never have sex again. I may become, you know, celibate at this point.
I doubt that.
Good Lord. I feel like I took a hot iron and burned my brain.
To bleach your eyes after that.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm thinking, they're shooting this movie. Doesn't anybody realize they look like crap, these people? Even her.
Body doubles in there?
I don't know what they should have. You know what?
Well, now you got me curious how bad it really is.
I thought I was just, ugh. I was just, ew. That's all. It's just like, I'm still creeped out by it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I need healing. I'll pray for me. Then my brain will be reconnected. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's take our final break. I'll come back and talk more about Hope Springs right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Because I'm moving. Improving.
We're back. Mark Gunger, Ross Allen, Scorjusti, the Magnificent.
And so magnificent, he doesn't even need to talk.
And the ever darling Diane Brierley, talking about love, marriage, and relationship. Talking about the movie Hope Springs, with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. And I thought that those two. First of all, I couldn't get past the visuals. I just thought they looked horrible. She looked awful. Maybe by design of the movie.
Maybe.
And Tommy Lee Jones just, oh, good Lord.
He's not aged well.
He looks like he's 93 in this movie. I'm like, good Lord.
That is a really bad look.
Oh, yeah. I think they intentionally made him look really.
I think so.
I don't know.
That's like Perkins in Green Bay at about 6 in the morning.
Yeah. You know, and now maybe they did it out for. Maybe they didn't want to have, you know, like Sean Connery. He's a good looking guy. Yeah. You know, you date Sean Connery.
I date John Connery.
That's how good looking he is, for heaven's sakes. I'm not even gay. I mean, so, you know, maybe they didn't want that.
Maybe they went for the more dumbed down look.
Yeah, so, but it just, ugh, just, wah.
Okay.
So
that was creepy and gross.
I don't know
if
I could ever have sex again. So, anyway. What is brilliant about the movie is it shows this very sexless marriage.
Yeah.
And how miserable she is.
Yeah.
And he sleeps in another room and he will never touch her and he never kisses her and stuff like that. And I'm watching this, okay, because we know about sexless marriages.
Yeah.
And of course, what happens? I say women overwhelmingly create these sexless marriages. Mm-hmm. Not always. Don't email me. I'm freaking out. I'm just saying overwhelmingly.
Yes, not all.
So anyway, they're trying to get him to open up, and he doesn't want to open up. And finally, he opens up, and he looks at her and says, "You started this.
Ooh.
You're the one who started saying no." And I looked at my wife and said, "Aha! I knew it." And then she gets mad at me. "No, it's not her fault. It's because he was being an insensitive jerk." So there we are arguing during the marriage thing. And I'm like, "Shut up." You know, so really didn't help our marriage. We're at each other's throat arguing. But
which can be true sometimes, too.
Look, she admits, "Look, you're just more interested in sex than in me."
Yeah.
So she started saying no. What I warn women is, man, you start saying no. What they don't understand is most men start to shut down sexually.
Yeah.
Then eventually you wind up like a lady like this. All you women who are complaining about your husband wants too much sex, go see this movie. Go see this movie, because that's going to be you. That's going to be you in 10, 15 years. And it ain't so pretty. I talk to women like this all the time.
Yeah.
Their husbands haven't touched them in 20 years, 10 years, yeah. 8 years, 12 years. Because they say, "But no, I'm not interested in sex." And rather than keeping him physically connected with her and dealing with the issues, see, that's easy to connect.
Yeah.
You know, hey, make love to me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Will you address that? Because if that is the case and it seems like he's not, then the guy's got to step up to some of that too.
I get it. But the answer, a lot of these women, they just start saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Then they create a disaster. And that's what she did in this movie. And
don't do that.
It was dead on. It was dead on accurate. The only thing that really ticked me off is, you know, the typical, you know, therapist mentality. Well, if you're going to increase your sex life, you know, you need to have oral sex in a public place or something. So, I know there's a whole scene where she's trying to give him oral sex in a movie theater, you know. Then, of course, she can't get it right. It is a funny part of the movie because he's like, watch the teeth, watch the teeth. You know, I mean, it's you know. But it was funny and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah.
Again, because I'm looking at it, oh, good Lord. The only good thing is finally at the end, they finally just have normal sex.
Yeah.
And they're connecting with each other and everything. And which is, I thought, well, this is great because you don't need oral sex. You don't need vibrators. Because they're just talking about all these toys and stuff like that. They just reconnect at the end. I'm ruining it for everybody and I don't really care. And so it was good. So all in all, I wish I hadn't seen the movie because I'm grossed out by it. Watching these clumsy people claw on each other. But I think there is a good message in there, particularly to women. Like, I know these guys sometimes are jerks, but your answer isn't just to say no to sex to your husband. It will create a sexless marriage, and when there's no passion, she really portrayed that beautifully. She was miserable. All right, see ya!
Bye-bye, boy!
Have fun storming the castle!